Aaron Sorkin, Hollywood gold, writer, director, he's the one behind The West Wing and Newsroom. He's got writing credits for A Few Good Men, Moneyball, The Social Network. His latest is being The Ricardos, the story of Hollywood power couple Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. Here's a taste.
Why is this coming out now?
Lucille Ball's a threat to the American way of life?
Does the FBI have any case against Lucy?
I need you to help me save my marriage.
How many times I gotta explain where I was and what I was doing?
You gotta explain.
Are you being funny right now?
I'm Lucille Ball. When I'm being funny, you'll know.
This is getting out of hand.
Madness.
Have you been cheating on me?
The story's made up.
If they boo me?
If they boo you, we're done. We've been through worse than this.
We have?
No.
And Aaron Sorkin is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me about Lucille Ball. See, I grew up watching Lucille Ball, but here's the thing about New Zealand and New Zealand television. I'm 56, you're 60. It was made in the 60s, so clearly they were reruns, but nevertheless part of my childhood, I assume part of yours.
Yes. I don't know about New Zealand, but here, if you were alive in the last 60 years, it was impossible to miss I Love Lucy. Yes, I wasn't born yet when it was on originally, but you know, on those days when I was homesick from school, you know, I'd turn on the TV, there'd be four I Love Lucy reruns in a row. I was kind of a passive viewer of I Love Lucy, and what I discovered when word got out that I was writing this movie was that there are people today who are anything but passive about their relationship to Lucille Ball, except it's not a relationship to Lucille Ball. It's a relationship to Lucy Ricardo. Yeah. And it's not a relationship with Desi Arnaz. It's a relationship with Ricky Ricardo. They have an impossible time separating them, which I think is one of the things that drew me into this film. And I think it's one of the things that people are finding interesting about it.
What was the magic? Why did they work?
The magic was, it was two things. One, they were both extremely talented. And the other was that they were deeply in love with each other. Deeply in love with each other. And there was, they each had a tragic flaw, which made it impossible for the marriage to ever work. And that's the tragedy of the whole thing. Desi grew up in a culture that had a very narrow definition of manhood. But manhood was incredibly important. And it was just impossible to circle the square of being second banana to your wife.
Yeah. Did Hollywood, see, I'm just wondering, would it have been different today with social media, no one's private, and Hollywood protected people like them, didn't it? Whole different world.
Yeah, a lot would have been different today. I'll tell you something that wouldn't have been different, though. Lucy was accused of being a communist. Mm. And in this week, in this one I Love Lucy production week in which the film takes place, I Love Lucy almost gets canceled forever. Lucille Ball's career almost gets canceled forever. Because 16 years ago, she did something which 16 years ago was fairly benign. She checked a box saying that she was registered with the Communist mm-hmm. Party. As she says in the film, back then it wasn't considered much worse than being a Republican. So when she did it, it wasn't considered a big deal. And of course, today, that's Twitter. Right? you can have done something 16 years ago because 16 years ago we didn't know better and be punished for it today.
That's a nice way of putting it. Now, listen, Aaron, work me through the process, right? Because you've been associated with this particular project, I think, for at least 6 years now. So how does Hollywood work? I mean, it seems like such a great idea for a movie. Why couldn't they just have a meeting on a Monday and go, I like this, Aaron, go for it, see you Wednesday?
You know what? In this particular case, it was... They were saying that it took me 18 months to say yes to the marriage proposal. the producer, Todd Black, just said, do you want to write a movie about the relationship between Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz? And I mean, I needed more than that. Like, what? Where's the drama? What was the relationship between Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz? So with each thing that I found out, well, she was accused of being a communist. Well, it was a big deal that she got pregnant in the middle of the season. Well, Desi showed up on the cover of a gossip magazine, Desi's Wild Night Out, and he's pictured with another woman. Suddenly, scenes began taking shape in my mind. The structure for the movie began taking place. So it wasn't until I by no means had the movie in my head or anything, but I felt like, to use a baseball metaphor, I felt like there was a pitch coming at me I could possibly hit.
Yeah.
Like there was a chance, and that's all I'm looking for. Is there a chance I can write a good screenplay? And after 18 months of back and forth, I felt like, yes, there was.
You've got to presumably be cognizant when you deal with real stories and real people, far less American icons, you want to get it right.
Yeah, sure. You want to get it right, but you also are aware of the difference between a photograph and a painting. And what you want to do is a painting. You need to be aware, and I don't want to get too cute with this, but you need to be aware of the difference between accuracy and truth. And accuracy, which matters a great deal in journalism, doesn't matter as much in art. Truth matters more in art.
Tell me about Nicole. No, that makes perfect sense to me. Kate Blanchett, I understand, was originally tapped. You get Nicole Kidman. I happen to be a massive fan of hers. You think about what she did in Bewitched, for example, and Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, what a contrast and what an ability to be able to do something like that and then to take on a role of a real-life American hero.
Yeah, she has enormous range. I wasn't casting Lucy Ricardo. I was casting Lucille Ball. And for that, I wanted a great dramatic actress who can pull off a very dry sense of humor and has a facility with language. Mm. And that was Nicole.
What's your expectation for the movie as a person who's just batted everything out of the park, to use a baseball metaphor? Do you still worry about that stuff?
Yeah, of course. You know, we have our New York premiere is tomorrow night. Mm. And then our LA premiere the following Monday, and then the following Friday, it's in theaters and it's out of my hands. And all you can do is, you know, I think that trying to figure out what it is the most people want and then giving it to them, I think that's a bad recipe for storytelling. I try to write what I like and then keep my fingers crossed that enough other people like it that I can keep doing this for a living.
I think you'll be okay. I think it'll work out okay. Terrific to talk with you. Good luck with the movie, and you have a great Christmas as well.
Great talking to you. Merry Christmas.
Aaron Sorkin out of LA this morning. Amazon Prime Video is going to be having it here December, as I say, December 21, which is Tuesday week. Can you believe Tuesday week is December 21? And that, my friends, is the whole year basically done.